Praise the Lord. It's really good to be here in God's presence this morning. And we're carrying on in the book of Revelation. And we're on week 22. And we want to speak about the second seal judgment this week. Remember, the Lamb came, and he was the only one who was found worthy to open the book and to break the seals. And when the seals were broken, we get this fantastic revelation coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So the second seal is war and conflict of the nations. And this week I want to speak about the road to Armageddon. Revelation 6, 3 and 4. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." And another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that the people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to know the truth from the Bible. Some people just pick out what they want to hear. They just pick out all the nice things that to do with being pleasant, nice and loving. That's great. That's, you know, that's God's nature. God is love. But God is also, because he is holy, is just and righteous, and he also judges wickedness. And the Lord Jesus is coming back one day in flaming fire to take vengeance on all those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let's not leave out the judgment of God or the righteousness of God in the Bible, because if we do, we're just ministering parts of the word of God, not the full counsel of God. And I'm not in the business of ministering only part of the word of God. I'm not in this ministry to be a man pleaser. I want to be a God pleaser and do what God tells me to and say what God wants me to say. And God wants me to speak about the whole counsel of God. Otherwise, people get a misconception about God. And we want people to fully understand what God is like and his nature and his acts as well. And so we want to present the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And so we've just seen in Revelation 6, 3, 4, the second seal is broken. And when he opened the second seal, he saw war and conflict of the nations. This is speaking about an escalation and intensity of war. Since the time of Jesus Christ's ministry on earth to 1939, about 50 million people have died in all the wars that have been fought. Approximately 57 million people died as a result of World War II. 57 million people died as a result of World War II. That's a lot of people, isn't it? Since then, the leaders of the democratic nations throughout the world and many others have tried to put an end to wars and dictatorships of oppression. First of all, by diplomatic means, and when this has failed, by military might. The fact is, World War II was not the end of World War, because statistics prove that since World War II, an estimated 60 million have died in armed conflicts and civil wars throughout the world. There have also been over 250 wars since World War II. During the 20th and 21st century, the world has experienced terrible suffering, devastation, brutality and bloodshed through war. Millions of children are the victims of these wars. Some are forced to enlist as child soldiers, while others are drawn through circumstances to fight in armed conflicts. Many children are on the receiving end of genocide, sexual violence and abuse and rape. Others suffer through famine and disease as a result of war. At this present time, we are experiencing a world war on terror against the Islamic fundamentalists. There's a war going on, and it's a world war against terrorism. At the present time, the leaders of many nations throughout the world are working together to unite the world so as to bring an end to war. We can go back to the European vision in its initial stages. Focuses on peace and cooperation between the nations of Europe. This vision is to end all wars and bloodshed that have devastated the European continent for centuries, and especially the 20th century. Its aim is to bring peace to the world. The words of the prophet Isaiah are carved on the wall opposite the United Nations headquarters in New York City. And these are the words: "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. That's taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4. Men through their own efforts are attempting to bring peace to the nations of the world without God. They use the scripture of Isaiah as a basis for their intentions. But it is man's attempt to bring peace to the world without first of all consulting and relying on the Prince of Peace, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible is God's word. The prophetic predictions contained in it are absolutely accurate. The Bible predicts more wars in the future, which will at the end of this age end up in the greatest, bloodiest war of all time, which is the Battle of Armageddon. Well, there's a lot to take in there, isn't there? But there's more. The location of this battle and its devastating effects of the Battle of Armageddon are written in the Bible, so it is impossible for any man, leader or nation to change the predicted course of history and change God's purpose for the nations. This bloodbath will occur on Israeli soil. Then another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle, which is in his hand. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Now we know that we could look back only a short time and we can see that war, the Gulf War, the grapes of God's wrath and so on. The grapes of wrath, they called it, or something like that. But this is the real thing. I mean, this is the grapes of God's wrath at the end of this age, when God will open the windows of heaven and pour out the bowls of his wrath. And we're not far from that now. And it will culminate in the Battle of Armageddon. And so this sharp sickle was thrust in, and it gathered the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes were fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress unto the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. And they gathered them together to the place called in the Hebrew Armageddon. That's only mentioned once in the Bible, Armageddon. Now, it's a word only found in the Bible once in Revelation 16:16. It's taken from the Hebrew word Mount Megiddo, which is the final battleground between the forces of good and evil. Now, the Valley of Jezreel and the plain of Esdraelon at the foot of Mount Megiddo were the scene of many decisive battles in the history of Israel. The town of Megiddo guarded the pass which formed the easiest caravan route between the plain of Shan and the Valley of Jezreel. And the low mountains around were silent witnesses of perhaps more bloody encounters than any other spot on earth, continuing down to the recent times. Hence the appropriateness of this place for the vast conflict pictured in Revelation 16. That little portion there, section there, was taken from my Bible dictionary. So we're speaking about Armageddon here. This is where it will all end. This is where it will all culminate. The Antichrist and his force, the false prophet and all the evil armies of this world gathered together to fight one another, but also to turn and try and fight against the Lord Jesus Christ. Who would ever think that we'd get to such a place it would take up military might against the God of the whole universe, and to even dream that we could possibly defeat God? You see, this is Satan having another go at God. This is Satan trying to fight God again. We know in the first place, when he was in heaven, when he was that the chief choir master in heaven, the Bible speaks about all your timbrels and tablets were built inside of you. He was the musical genius of heaven, and he orchestrated the choirs of God until pride was found in his heart and he rebelled against God, him and so many other angels with him. And he thought he could usurp the authority of God and fight against God and beat God and exalt himself above God. And Michael and his angels fought and his archangels and defeated the enemy. Because we can't defeat God. And Satan was thrust out of heaven and he's come down to the earth and he has great wrath because his time is short. And here he is in his great wrath. This is what his intention is, to fight again against Jesus Christ. And he's so much in darkness that he's got the gall, he's got the audacity to think that he can fight against God. And these people are little puppets in his hand and will all be defeated on that day at the Battle of Armageddon. And Jesus Christ will come back on that day and he will defeat all his enemies and be glorified in the midst of his people and amongst all the nations of the earth. And everyone will bow the knee to him because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it also says in the Bible that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the universe. Praise the Lord. So it is precisely at the time when the Battle of Armageddon is at its peak that Jesus Christ will return to overthrow his enemies and set up his millennial kingdom on earth. There will be tremendous upheavals of the natural elements at this time and cosmic disturbances. I haven't got time to read about it today, but it says that people hide in the rocks and the mountains, and they say to the rocks and mountains, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come. And the earth will be shaken. There'll be an earthquake that hits this earth more powerful than any other earthquake before. And it says it'll split the earth, and the earth will reel to and fro like a hut in a wind, or like a drunken man in a storm, and so on. But the point is, it's too vast, it's too big, it's too hard to explain, this great conflict that is coming. But it's going to be a conflict that will make man look really puny. It will make the devil look puny. It will make the Antichrist and the beast look puny. Because Jesus Christ, we must acknowledge him now. If you want to be saved from this that's coming, from the wrath of God. Because John the Baptist said, flee from the wrath to come. And I want to say today, flee from the wrath to come. If you acknowledge him now, if you ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sin because he died on the cross of Calvary and bore your sin in his body on the tree. Him who was sinless bore your body, your sin in his body on the tree, and he was your substitute sin bearer. Here you should have been punished for your own sin. Your own sin will take you to hell. But Jesus said, I'll come down, the perfect sacrifice to God the Father, and I'll bear your sin for you. And he did that on Calvary's cross. And if you come to him just as you are, a sinner, come to Jesus and say, Lord, I know you died for me on the cross. I thank you for being my substitute sin bearer. It should have been myself who was punished for my own sin, but you took my place on the cross. And thank God he did, but thank God he rose from the dead. And he ascended into heaven. He's coming back again. He's the living Christ. Now, if you ask the living Christ then to come into your life and forgive you and wash you in his blood from all sin, you'll become a child of God. Then my advice to you is to get a Bible, read it, and find a good born-again church where you can get good fellowship. And be prepared for the second coming. The Bible speaks about the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. And we want to be the wise ones. We've got the Spirit of God in our hearts, ready for the return of the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ. He's coming back, and he's coming back soon. And so these tremendous upheavals of the natural elements, the cosmic disturbance, will hit the earth. Because it's going to be a real bloodbath at Armageddon. And I believe by the description that we see in Zechariah, it's going to be nuclear war. And we know what nuclear war will do to the earth. He said the earth will be burned up and so on. There's lots of descriptions in the Bible about what will happen at that time to people and the earth. And it's frightening. But if you want to be delivered from the wrath to come, then ask Jesus in, because you can be, because there's a rapture coming, and those that belong to Jesus Christ and are born again and have him in the hearts will be taken out before this final day of his wrath comes, and we will be safe in Jesus. All those who reject Jesus and receive the mark of the beast, or reject Jesus outright and refuse the gospel, or this gospel that I'm presenting you today, you will come under severe punishment and wrath. And there are many in hell today who could, you know, they're conscious in hell suffering eternal torment, who are witness to this fight, when eventually they will be resurrected at the Lord, before the Lord at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth, and then will be judged according to their deeds, and then cast into the lake of fire. And so this is a terrible nightmare for those who refuse the gospel of Jesus Christ. But God has made a way of escape and provision you, a full one, that you can have a life, everlasting life and eternal bliss with Jesus Christ. Will you accept him now? You need to act now and ask him into your life now and repent of your sin, get right with God. And so John the Baptist came along 2,000 years ago, just before Jesus started to operate in his ministry. And he was a forerunner of Jesus Christ. And God has appointed people today and the church, those that are listening with prophetic ministries, to be the forerunner of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with a similar message, the same message as John the Baptist, with that same anointing to warn people about the coming wrath and to warn people to flee from the wrath to come. And so John the Baptist preached to the people of his day saying, flee from the wrath to come. This warning applies to every individual in the world today. It's a present tense word. Flee from the wrath to come. We are now in the day of God's grace, and at the same time the world's experienced the birth pains of tribulation that are increasing day by day. Just turn on the TV. Let's stop being blind. Let's stop being foolish and say things are just the same. Statistics prove that they're not. There's murders, crime rates rising, and there's terrible devastation through the natural elements, nature, tsunamis, earthquakes and all the rest, and people killing one another, hating one another, and all the works, horrible works of the flesh, adultery and all kinds of wicked things, murdering children, abortions, and it's a wicked world we're living in. It's far worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. It's ready for judgment, and the birth pains of judgment. God is shaking the earth. God is warning people through terrible catastrophes that he's either allowing or sending to this earth to wake people up and saying, it's time to repent before it's too late. And in the midst of this judgment, God is offering out his hand of mercy through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you need to receive him into your heart now. You need to ask him in. And so the world has experienced the birth pains of tribulation that the prophet predicted would happen in the end times. The prophets were predicted would happen in the end times. There is still time for you to repent and get right with God. For he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And then in Acts 16:31, remember he's just said this, and this word is so now, it's fresh for you now. Now is the day of salvation. If you repent, if you ask Jesus in, you will be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Acts 16:31. Now for all those of you who have listened to this message today, the wise man listens and acts. You will be a wise person if you ask Jesus Christ into your life. Then you will be built on the solid rock that cannot be shifted in the storms of tribulation that are on the earth now and will increase as the days ahead. Let's just pray now. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Water in our hearts so it will bring forth much fruit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.